KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, taking a look at sports, let's recap some high school sports from the weekend. Lots of wrestling around the region on Saturday. The Atlantic Cam team traveled a little further. They went up to Marion for the Lloyd Schaefer Marion Invitational on Saturday. Atlantic placing fifth overall. Williamsburg won the team title with 184 points. Wilton, Mount Vernon, and Cedar Rapids Xavier were the top four, with Atlantic Cam at number five. They had 140.5 points. Ethan Fulman was a champion in that tournament. He won the title at 120 pounds, and the Trojans also had two runners-up, Joe Weaver at 126 pounds and Caden Stutzman at 170 pounds. Both were runners-up in that meet on Saturday. Also in Saturday high school wrestling, it was Bedford Lennox capturing the title at the Griswold Duels. They went 5-0, beating everyone. Griswold, Nottoway Valley, Southwest Valley, Tri-Center, and St. Albert, all falling to Bedford Lennox. St. Albert went 4-1 as they defeated everyone but Bedford Lennox in their slate on Saturday. Southwest Valley ended up going 3-2, beating Griswold, Nottoway Valley, and Tri-Center. Nottoway Valley picked up a win over Griswold as they went 1-4. Tri-Center went 2-3, beating Griswold and Nottoway Valley. Griswold ended up 0-5 in that Saturday dual meet. Also, Kemper Catholic hosting a dual meet on Saturday. Missouri Valley capturing the title as they went 5-0. They defeated ACGC, Johnston JV, Audubon, Storm Lake, and Kemper Catholic to sweep their matches. Kemper Catholic went 4-1 on the day, beating Storm Lake, Johnston JV, Audubon, and ACGC. Storm Lake went 3-2 as they beat Johnston JV, ACGC, and Audubon. Audubon went 1-4 with their victory coming over ACGC. ACGC also was 1-4, their win coming over the Johnston JV. And the Johnston JV also went 1-4 with their victory coming over Audubon in that Saturday meet. Also on Saturday in high school wrestling at the Mike Halupnik Big Red Invitational over at Missouri Valley, it was Creston winning the team title, 201.5 points. Clarinda the runner-up with 170 points. Bondurant, Ferrara, Ottumwa, and PCM Monroe round out the top five teams in that meet on Saturday. Also in high school basketball from the weekend, in boys' hoops, it was Audubon edging Exira EHK 55-53. Ethan Clucky hit the game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer for Audubon. Also, Southwest Valley beat Wayne 52-33. Abraham Lincoln beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 76-45. It was Clarinda over Shenandoah 62-29. Panorama topping Nottoway Valley 62-56. Nebraska City Lords over Sydney 54-42. In girls' Saturday basketball, it was Denison over Atlantic 73-49. Haley Rasmussen had 15 to help lead Atlantic. Exira EHK defeating Audubon 53-44. St. Albert over Red Oak 66-24. Maryville, Missouri over Glenwood 94-75. Lewis Central beat Creston 66-56. Westwood over Glidden-Ralston 54-36. Southwest Valley topping Wayne 37-33. Abraham Lincoln beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 60-39. Moravia over Orient Maxburg 56-23. IKM Manning beating Tri-Center 70-45. It was ACGC over Grandview Christian 59-30. Nottoway Valley topping Panorama 52-39, and Sergeant Bluff Luton a 53-15 winner over Thomas Jefferson in girls Saturday basketball. Well, fifth-ranked Iowa raced away early in the second half and rolled at Northwestern yesterday in a game heard here on KJAN. Iowa shot a scorching 58% and cruised to a 96-73 win. Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey says good defense allowed the Hawkeyes to take control late in the opening half.
Our offense was really settled down and really executed well because of what we were getting done at the defensive end. And I think that's important to know and understand and important to continue to do every game.
Luca Garza had 17 points and 10 rebounds, but it was balance that was the key as the Hawkeyes had 22 assists on their 33 made baskets.
Luke is really getting good at that, and he has to be because everybody's trying to make him play in a crowd. So he knew when to go and when to move it, when to skip it. And that makes this really hard to guard because once you commit to two on one, somebody's going to be open. And, you know, our team, they're going to find somebody.
Jack Nungy came off the bench to score a dozen points, and he talked about the Hawkeyes' five-game win streak.
You know, being at the top of the Big Ten standings, we know every game's going to be difficult. Everybody's going to have us
you know, on their scouting report, trying to knock us off the top. So we got to keep the same energy that we have had and keep that focus going forward.
Iowa hosts Indiana Thursday night, but next Sunday's game against Nebraska has been postponed because of a COVID issue in the Husker program. Elsewhere in top 25 college basketball yesterday, Quentin Grimes at 18 points to help lead number 11 Houston to a 75-58 win over UCF, and number 20 Virginia Tech holds off Wake Forest 64-60. Loyola blew the game open with a 21-3 run in the second half as the Ramblers crushed UNI 88-46 to sweep their two-game Missouri Valley Conference series. Loyola shot 63% and connected on 11 three-pointers. Here's Panther coach Ben Jacobson.
As much as you don't like them, sometimes days like this happen, right? You don't want them to happen very often, but sometimes days like this happen when the other team gets going, because we started the game okay. You know, that first 6 to 8 minutes, we had a good start and good energy to us, and we had some good offensive possessions. But they, you know, they really shot it today.
Panthers are now 2-6 in the Valley. They're 3-10 overall. Their next scheduled game is January 30th against Southern Illinois, but Jacobson's hoping to add a couple of games before that. Number 4 Texas scheduled basketball game at Iowa State on Wednesday night has been postponed. The Big 12 Conference said it will work with the schools to reschedule that game. Iowa State hasn't played since falling to Texas Tech on January 9th. Nebraska men's basketball program is pausing for at least 7 more days after Coach Fred Hoiberg and 11 other staffers or players tested positive for COVID-19. The Cornhuskers' home game against Minnesota on Wednesday and the game at Iowa next Sunday have been postponed. The schools will work with the Big 10 Conference to reschedule. The Atlantic Coast Conference says Wednesday's men's basketball game between North Carolina State and number 18 Virginia has been postponed. The league announced the postponement Sunday due to a positive COVID-19 test, quarantining, and contact tracing within the Wolfpack program. Ashley Jones scored 14 of her 27 points in the fourth quarter, and Iowa State beat number 6 Baylor 75-71. That ended the Lady Bears' 61-game home court winning streak. Baylor played for the first time in 2 weeks because of a pause in their program after Coach Kim Mulkey tested positive for COVID-19. The Lady Bears overcame an early 13-point deficit but couldn't avoid a second consecutive streak-snapping loss to the Cyclones. Iowa State's 57-56 home win in the final game last season ended the Lady Bears' 58-game conference winning streak. The Iowa Hawkeye women look to snap a 2-game losing streak this afternoon by hosting Purdue. The Hawkeyes had their 42-game home court winning streak snapped last time out with an overtime loss to Ohio State. Here's Coach Lisa Bluter.
It was something special, but it wasn't a goal of ours this year to go undefeated at home. It's just something that, you know, I think as coaches more, you know, we had it more as pride and as a little kind of recruiting thing for us, but I don't know that the players are that upset about it. They're more upset about the loss than the streak.
Iowa's now 4-3 in the Big Ten, while Purdue is 2-4. That's a 3:30 tip-off this afternoon at Carver Hawkeye. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have moved on in the NFL playoffs after a 22-17 victory over the Cleveland Browns, and they closed out the win despite losing quarterback Patrick Mahomes in the third quarter to a concussion. Backup Chad Henne, who is 35 years old, helped ice the game with a long third down scramble and then a daring fourth down completion to Tyreek Hill with just over a minute left. The Chiefs say Mahomes is doing great. Referring to Henne, Mahomes tweeted after the game, "Anything is possible." The Chiefs now head to their third straight AFC title game and will face the Buffalo Bills next Sunday. Tom Brady's best game in 3 tries against New Orleans has the Buccaneers moving on in the NFL playoffs, and Saints quarterback Drew Brees headed home, perhaps for good. Brady and the Bucs offense turned 3 of the Saints' 4 turnovers, which included 3 Brees interceptions, into touchdowns, and Tampa Bay beat New Orleans 30-20 in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. 2 touchdowns came on short passes to Mike Evans and Leonard Fournette. Brady also scored on a 1-yard run as the Bucs advanced to the NFC Championship game in Green Bay next week. And the Los Angeles Chargers have hired Los Angeles Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley to become the team's new head coach. The Chargers made that decision Sunday after a second interview with Staley, as he joined the Rams this past season after being a linebackers coach with the Chicago Bears and the Denver Broncos. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.